Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you got some good rest last night. That was a wild night last night, wasn't it? Happy 5th of July, because it kind of rolled into the next day, didn't it? It was really fun. I'm so glad that we got together over there. I'm Melissa Redpill. Today, we're going to talk about what was really happening, you know, this is so strange, all these storms going on. I want to talk about what really was happening behind the scenes, I believe. And so I think you'll really enjoy seeing that. Here is my website, melissaredpill.com. Tons of resources over there for you. Definitely check into that. Make sure you're following the real Millie. There are some fake Millies out there. And also, you can find out what we do here is we look at the current events in the light of God's word. What we're seeing is literally biblical. So just enjoy the show and don't let anything steal your joy about what's going on. I think that sometimes we have unfulfilled expectations. We think certain things are going to happen and then we're unhappy if they don't. I think if we just trust the plan, we're going to be a happier camper. We really will. So yeah, definitely check into my website. And also our wonderful president, he's always having so much fun. He's having a great time no matter what. And so, you know, I just love his whole attitude about all of this, and he's fighting behind the scenes, and I completely trust him. I think you guys do too. All right, so let's get started. Here, buckle up, and here we go. Okay, so this was something that President Trump said yesterday that I had never heard before, and I don't know if you caught it, but I want to make sure that you do catch it this time. I'll start at the beginning. The crowd loved every second of this. Trump honored the founding fathers and the 56 patriots who risked everything to create America. Trump said it all started with the miracle of history that lives forever in the heart of every single patriot. In Philadelphia, our founding fathers summoned the courage of giants and wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths. They declared that all men are created equal. They are all endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator. I'd never heard that before. President Trump used the word sacred, unalienable. And I'm going to tell you where this is coming from. I want you to hear him say this. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In signing their names to this roster of freedom, those 56 patriots put everything at risk, stepped onto the stage of destiny, and seized a victory for the ages, and that's what it was. And this is an evening for the ages, I believe. I believe so too, President Trump. This was a very special commemoration of what they did 250 years ago, signing their name to that Declaration of Independence from King George. And because of their courage and their willingness to lay it all on the line, here we are today. They moved us forward to where we could be this free nation. And finally rip off the chains that they have continually tried to put on us once and for all. And he says, this is something very special. I want you to hear what he says and listen specifically to sacred, unalienable rights. Check it out.
But it all started with the miracle of history that lives forever in the heart of every single patriot. In Philadelphia, our founding fathers summoned the courage of giants and the wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths. They declared that all men are created equal, that they are endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator.
There you go. Sacred, unalienable. Have you guys heard this before? I don't know. I guess I just need to be a better history buff. I did not know anything about that. And so I looked it up. I'm like, where is this coming from? And I know he didn't make a mistake. I know that. Okay, so here is where it came from. The phrase sacred and undeniable was the original wording in Thomas Jefferson's rough draft of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I appreciate that he used the word sacred in here, and it appears that President Trump does too. Holy, separate, from God. That's really the point of what they're trying to say, what they're saying in this Declaration of Independence that we hold so dear, is that this is given to us by our Creator. This is not something that anyone can take away. He used the word undeniable. Okay, so this was the rough draft, one of the rough drafts of the Declaration of Independence, asserting that human equality and rights were religious truths. But Benjamin Franklin edited this to self-evident. Self-evident. Now, no doubt, Benjamin Franklin, they were both amazing wordsmiths. And obviously, the Ben Franklin one ended up being the one that was used. Self-evident. In the final version, shifting the foundation from sectarian faith to rational axioms. That they did change it from sacred to self-evident. The term unalienable or inalienable denotes rights endowed by the Creator that cannot be surrendered or transferred by human government. But as President Trump said last night, and we know this, every country in the world, no matter what their constitution, basically is still has it, their rights have been taken away by the government. They take away their rights on the daily. And this is where we as Americans stand up and we say, no, we're going to have our rights and we're not going to be forced to take any jab. We're not going to be forced to believe whatever they want us to believe. We're going to stand up and think for ourselves. That's the whole point of us as patriots. That's really why you're here, because you are saying, I want to know the truth. And I know that what they're telling me on the news is not the truth. And so I'm glad you guys are here, because we're always in hot pursuit of the truth. So anyway, I just thought this was great that President Trump said this. He didn't have to use that phrase from Thomas Jefferson, sacred, but he used unalienable. And I like to say it unalienable, like lean. No one can put a lien on it. I think that's easier for me to understand than alien. When you think of alien, you think of the little green space creature, right? But a lien is where someone can put a lien on something you own. Let's say you own your house and someone says, I'm going to slap a lien on this so that I can take it away from you. I can say, oh no, for this reason or that reason or the other reason, I can, I can take this house away, or I can take these rights away. Oh, because it's a hate speech, then therefore you don't have speech. Or, oh, it's because of this situation that you can't have a gun. Whatever it is, they're saying that they can slap a lien on it. And they're saying, no, these are rights that to self-preservation, to think for yourself, to worship as you please, that this is something that no man can take away. This is given to us by God. And that's really sacred. This is, and I really appreciate that he used the word sacred. And so this is from the Lord himself. This is something that, yes, I appreciate self-evident. I like it self-evident. I like that too, Benjamin Franklin. But I also really appreciate that President Trump brought out sacred. And I wanted to make sure that you caught that. I thought that it stopped me in my tracks a little bit. All right. The other thing is, how many times are they going to use 107? Did y'all notice this? They have the little man sitting in the wheelchair. He looks amazing. He's 107. I'm telling you right now, he's telling us we're going to live as long as trees. And the thing is, he looks like he could get out of that chair. But this is the thing. It's not that we're going to live long lives where we're going to be in a wheelchair for 500 years. No, there's not enough people who can push us around in a wheelchair. This is where it's just us showing us that we're going to live long lives, and we're going to live longer, healthier, strong lives. But I just really think that this was great that he had this man out here, 107, and it's 107 degrees and 107. So many 107s were used. So that's just a key, a little hat tip to the Patriots of 17. So that I really appreciate him saying that. I want you to hear what he had to say. It's several other great Patriots, and that's what, you know, we were honoring those who had come before us, who laid the foundation and the groundwork so that we could be in this place at this point. If they had not done it, if they had not risked their lives, we would not be here at this point today. So check it out.
On D-Day in World War II, Navy Lieutenant Arthur Rose commanded 36 landing craft as part of the largest naval armada in history. Recalling that sight, he wrote home to his parents, "What a country we are at 107 years old. Lieutenant Rose is here to salute one of our nation's most prized possessions, the flag that flew aboard the first landing craft on D-Day and led the first Americans onto the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe and defeat Nazi fascism forever."
Oh, you know what? That man right there, maybe the 107. Sorry, I think I'm getting them confused. The other one I think was like 97, something like that. And so this man here is on his feet at 107. I don't think he took the jab. Saying, I just think that's great. I just love that. 107 years old. How about that?
Lieutenant Rose, you are an inspiration to this beautiful crowd, and we thank you very much. Amazing man. 107. It's 107.
Love that. Okay, that was awesome. So another 107. Now there's something else that President Trump said. I think this might be it. Let me see if I can grab this real quick. This is when President Trump first came out, and I want you to hear the very first thing he had to say. And tell me what you think in the chat, because I have a feeling he was saying something else besides the weather was holding him up. Anyway, check it out.
"Good evening, America. If you think that was easy, it wasn't. And I want to thank everybody because..."
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
"They did the right thing. They saw lightning. And I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be here. There's no way we can be deterred. And they estimated they had 375,000 people before everybody had to leave. And they now have 150,000 people. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen, at least. And I want to just thank you. And I feel so badly about some people. They left and they couldn't get back. But
that's exactly what I thought. As soon as I said I got the notice that they were telling everyone they had to leave. I've told you, how many times have I told you during this whole thing that Keith Crack needs to be fired? He needs to be fired. He's done a terrible job. Now, okay. Okay, y'all, you know what I think this really happened. I believe that they did this on purpose to try to wreck the whole event with either the weather manipulation of the heat wave and then these wind gusts. You cannot tell me that this was normal, that this was naturally occurring event for there to be golf ball sized hailstones at Rushmore when President Trump was going to speak. And then this, the heat wave was so outrageous that they had to kick people out of the event after they'd waited in line for 3 hours to get in. And then they had to be kicked. They had to be sent out, and then they to go shelter somewhere. And then they couldn't get back in. That is what Keith Krack has done. I'm telling you, I'm making him famous. This man has done a terrible, 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 terrible job of this whole thing. When you stand in line, there's no reason someone should have to stand in line for 3 hours. He's done a horrible, horrible job. Anyway, but it does show you, as President Trump is saying, that they had, 374,000 people there. That tells you everyone wants to be there, despite all that they had to go through. Of course, not like what our great veterans have gone through, right? But either way, it was a lot. And 107 degrees or whatever degrees it was is daunting and dangerous. And so then you have 150 who ended up being able to come back in. And you see the crowds were just absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. Let me see if I can drag that crowds. I don't know if it's half picture. I know it had at different times. They had different pictures of the crowds. Most of the time they were just showing President Trump. But anyway, I just, when he says that this, if you think that was easy, it was not. So, it reminds me of when he first announced that he won the presidency way back in 2017, whenever it was, 17, that he, said complicated stuff. And remember how he was late getting in there, and then he announced that he had won, and that was the end of it. We were so happy. It felt the same way with him coming out last night. There was something going on behind the scenes, and they didn't. I know ostensibly it's that, you've got to coordinate. How does President Trump come over here? How do you coordinate with the Secret Service? How do you get? Well, they don't want the powers that be, the ones who've been running this whole country for all this time, they don't want us to celebrate. Every time there's a 4th of July, there's always some kind of storm or whatever, so you can't see the fireworks. They really try to wreck it every time. They don't want us to be happy. Hello. They don't want us to celebrate anything. Anytime there's a celebration, they have to come up with a false flag or some kind of mayhem. Anyway, so President Trump is always fighting to get these people out of the way so we can do what we want to do. And I think right now, what he's really, his top fight right now is these people at the, who are trying to run his executive branch. I just posted a video yesterday. Let me see if I can go grab it. And just to make sure that you guys see it. This is the one we just were talking about yesterday. You're fired. This one right here. Pulte is on a firing spree. I'm going to grab that link super quick, and I'm going to grab it and pop it in here for you to look at. So he is on a shopping spree. He's on a firing spree. And this is President Trump's face. This is what he's like. They're being fired. These people. I'm going to grab it and put it into the chat right here. So grab this one right here. Shopping spree. Firing spree. He's smirking because these people who have been in these key positions to stop anything good from happening and only keep the bad things, they're just the absolute resistors for everything President Trump tries to do. President Trump has had 70 fired so far, and 500 are slated to be fired. This is the storm. This is the earthquake. This is what's going on behind the scenes. And this is what's worth waiting for. This is what's worth waiting till whatever time in the morning, or the evening, or whatever it is. Okay, I'm going to show you what he said. I'm going to grab this other one super quick. Oh, yeah, don't forget, hit the subscribe button right now. So you, and the like button right now. Mash it real quick, super quick, everybody. Okay, I'm going to grab this. Okay, here it is. Here's what President Trump said. He said, storms bring luck to whatever the occasion. And he uses the word luck like as in the blessing of God. He really does. If you listen, he's using the word luck a lot of times when it's really the blessing of God. Storms bring luck to whatever the occasion. They also make events a little bit more exciting. Love the way he looks at everything. He doesn't look at the glass half empty. He looks at it half full. He looks at things in a way of faith. He looks at things in the way of just perspective, an amazing perspective. And I want everybody on here to remember this. This is why he's a winner, because he just wins. He everything he does, he just thinks of it as a positive, as it something's going to come out of it for a benefit. And I want you guys to always remember this. Learn from President Trump. This is how he rolls. This is how you roll. This is how you can be successful in your life. Even when things look terrible, you're like, I know that God's going to use this for good, right? I know something good's going to come out of this. That's the attitude that we always need to have, and being thankful in all circumstances, as 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says. He says, we will wait it out. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning or in 1 hour from now. Looks like it's going to pass. They always do. Hello? Hello? That's what the storm is. They can't keep it ginned up forever. I will be there no matter what, but the what usually turns out to be a good thing. It's Saturday night. Let's have some fun, even if we are out late tonight. They say 11 o'clock for the speech. Who cares? Remember 2 weeks ago, the big UFC event, and he goes into that. Let me see if I can grab that. The UFC event was a 100% chance of rain, heavy rain all week long, and just minutes before the card started. Well, there wasn't a single drop, and the fights turned out to be among the greatest in history, an event for the ages. Our great veterans, especially the old-timers, many of whom are there, went through hellfire, and it didn't stop them. It's not going to stop us either. I'm not going to let some rain stop our 250th. I'm leaving the White House soon. God bless America. President Donald J. Trump. I love that. Of course, this man's there. He's 107 years old. You're telling me you guys can't wait a few more minutes, or you are worried about a little bit of a raindrop or heat, whatever. These people had bullets whizzing past them, right? So I just really appreciate President Trump's attitude. Then he said 2 or 11. I want you to check this out. Okay, so let me see if I can find this other thing. Okay, before I do that one, where was it? I've got so many things. Okay, this one. On this thing about the storm is upon us, that's the one. Okay, so you guys know about the post that's 11-2-2017. Okay, by the way, President Trump came out at 11-17. Okay, just saying, he came out at 11-17. That was just a coincidence, of course. And then 11-2, where it says, look to Twitter, is exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. Now, that post was not put on Twitter, but he is talking about the storm being, you know, upon us. So here, and then he says 11-2, this was from a wonderful patriot, Make USA Great, 11 p.m., 2 a.m., whenever, 11-2 on the Q17 post. So I want you to see that again, just, you know, 2 o'clock. Or 11 o'clock for the speech. Either way, we're gonna celebrate. And that's the point. To have the golden age, you have to have a golden attitude that we're just gonna do this no matter what. We're not going to let be deterred. We're not going to let anybody try to stop us. We're not going to let anyone steal our joy. And it was a joyous event. And just to see, I really liked it, to be honest. I liked that we didn't have some of these Hollywood artist blowhards over there singing and dancing around. I don't, their whole attitude, I don't care to have that attitude at all. I loved having the military singers there. I thought that was great. And the fireworks are over the top. They were amazing. Really, really amazing. All right. So I want you to see that. Now, President Trump, I found this clip. I think this is a great clip. I want you to hear this. And it just brings such joy to my heart to hear him talk about being our president. Like he's saying, he loves being our daddy. He loves being someone who's standing in the gap to protect us. That's the point. And to work hard for us, that he loves doing this for us to save our country. We're so blessed. We're just so blessed. And yeah, this clip is 1 minute, 11 seconds. Check it out.
Tonight, we gather on the eve of one of the most extraordinary days in the history of the world. Tomorrow we mark 250 years of glorious independence and 250 years of majestic American freedom. Nothing like it. In all the chronicles of the ages, never before has any nation celebrated so magnificent a triumph as this one, the one that we are participating in right now. At 250 years, America is the oldest republic on earth. We are the freest people on earth. We have the most righteous and enduring constitution on earth. We are the strongest and most powerful country on earth. And by the grace of God, the United States of America is the most successful, most accomplished,
most exceptional nation ever to exist in human history. And it is great to be your president.
Oh, we love you being our president, too. We love you being our president. We are just so, so blessed. We have more than we know. This is just such a huge blessing to watch this unfold. Enjoy the show. This is something that's what we are witnessing, and this is what I talk about, you guys, on my website. That this is the end times for this criminal cabal that has run the world forever. This is the end times for them. This is my main book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. Never forget. When all this goes on, you're like, why did this happen? And why did this not happen? And why? Remember, we are destroying the Antichrist. And I'm going to talk about this in here just a second. I'm going to get to the Revelation. I'm going to show you something in Revelation I want you to see. But we're seeing the end times for them. They've run the world for thousands of years. We can wait until 2 a.m. or whatever we got to wait till, right? And a thousand years of peace for us. And so this is what we're witnessing. We're watching it unfold. We're seeing this wonderful president that the Lord has sent to us, who has the genius and the patience, the wisdom to be able to dismantle them. And yeah, I refuse to complain about anything he does. How he does it. I'm like, okay. If that's because I'll tell you this, I don't know how to fix it, and you don't know how to fix it, and you don't have the power to fix it. It had to be someone with such resilience like President Trump. It had to be someone who had the ability, you know, financially secure like he is, because look what all they tried to wreck him completely. They couldn't do it. You know, it had to be somebody who had the ability to garner the adoration of the masses, the people all, not only in America, but all over the world. Can you do that? No, I can't do that. I trust this man. It's great to be your president. It's great to have you as our president, President Trump. We love you and appreciate you so much. Yeah. And the whole world does. They're all celebrating the 4th of July. You know, my husband's like, oh, what are they celebrating for in all these other countries where we were talking about? And I'm like, the whole world knows, and thanks God that America is free. That gives them hope that they can be free too. If we can finally wrestle ourselves free from this cabal, which we are and which we will. All right, so we're going to talk about some of this, what really happened, I think, during this all this mayhem. All right, don't ever forget what he said. We reclaimed our sovereignty. All right, so check this out. He's saying, I mean, we've been sovereign for 250 years. What do you mean we've reclaimed our sovereignty? Of course, we know, because we've been following, you know, 17, and we've been researching. We realized that they stole our sovereignty from us back in the Civil War, and that's what the Reconstruction was to reconstruct our government, reconstruct our Constitution, and unbeknownst to us, we were changed to a corporation so that all of our proceeds would go over to the crown, over to King George, basically his descendants. But now we have reclaimed our sovereignty. So exciting. I also regained our liberty, restored our property. Prosperity. And we have saved our country. Congratulations, everybody. We have so much to celebrate that we restored all these things. We have saved our country. You know, the Save America Act is, yes, about the vote and getting it where only citizens can vote in our country, but we've already saved our country. We saved our country. That's what we're celebrating today. It was bad. It was bad. They had stolen it, and they were just at the verge of locking us down to become this communist hellhole. And President Trump made it. Everybody know we're not doing that. They're not doing that. And also, he's saying that our currency is under our control again. I'm going to show you that, because President Trump just signed the currency, and that's the first sitting president to ever do so. I'm going to show you what that means. It's our currency is under our control again. all this is new to you, then you need to follow Melissa Red Pill, because this is what's been going on. Look at the Act of 1871, the Organic Act, how they changed our organism of our country to be a dead corporation. But yeah, we now control our currency again. No more cabal controlled debt based monopoly money, where we incur debt with every dollar that's printed. We'll get to that in just a second. All right. So this is, here's him saying it on loop.
We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, he said, I made a little mistake. We restored our prosperity, but which is property. But either way, that we reclaimed our sovereignty. So don't ever forget that this is, fringe or no fringe. The issue is he has announced that we have reclaimed our sovereignty. We have. We've regained our liberty. He's telling everyone we had lost it. We had lost it, and now we've reclaimed it. So just trust the plan. It can't all, it just come out with everything at the same moment. But he now has people in place that are removing the criminal deep state operatives that were in place. It's a huge moment. This is a huge bombshell that is happening right now with these people being removed. I'm going to show you who these people are. This clip right here was from this video here of Pulte's on a firing spree. So definitely check into that one if you haven't seen that one yet. Okay, I just put that over on the chat. Okay, so here is where I'm going to show you this one next. Here's the Pulte firings. He's the acting director of National Intelligence. Bill Pulte has initiated mass firings of the intelligence officials. This is huge. This is huge. We've been talking a little bit about this, but more is coming out. I want you to be, I'm sure we'll be talking about it a lot as the days go by, because this is a gigantic seizing of our rights to run our own government instead of the cabal running the government. This is what it's about. It's not about people being perp walked. It's about people being removed from these positions of authority so that we can have good people in those positions. As Revelation 20 says, that the righteous will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years instead of this cabal ruling and reigning and running our world wherever you live, not only in America, but everywhere else. Really, basically, when they ran America, that meant they ran the whole world. Targeting dozens to hundreds of employees within the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI. The ODNI is over all the other intelligence agencies, the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and all that, and the National Counterterrorism Center. Beginning in late June 2026, these terminations were executed under the orders of President Trump to downsize the agency, with the administration alleging that many workers were a part of the deep state and withheld intelligence. That's what it says. I didn't put it in there. This is what it says. This is from Grok. They were removed for being part of the deep state. What is this talking about? Being part of the cabal. That's why they're being removed, not because we're trying to save money or that kind of downsizing. It's removing people who are not working on the behalf of the American people, removing them, the people who do not are traitors to our country. Critics and former officials strongly contest the rationale, describing the premise of widespread information withholding as absurd and warning that the cuts jeopardize national security and counterterrorism capabilities. The firings have sparked bipartisan concern in Congress regarding Pulte's lack of intelligence experience and the appropriateness of an acting official making such significant structural changes without legislative consultation. You've got to ask us first. No, you're a different branch of government. And this is what the Slaughter decision was. I just talked more extensively about this on that last video. The Slaughter decision is where the executive branch gets to control who's in their executive branch. Not Congress, not the Supreme Court, but President Trump, as the chief executive of the executive branch, gets to determine who's in that branch, going all the way down the line. Scope. Reports indicate dozens of career officials career officials, they've been in there for a long time, stifling the way, stopping up the way, thwarting the way, doing anything to resist what President Trump wanted to do. They've received termination notice in early July following earlier moves to remove political appointees and placing hundreds on leave. They're already bye-bye. Now, they have not sent out a list. This is not something that they are putting out this names, but this is what's going on. This is the bombshells. There will be fireworks. They're not happy about being fired. And that's what Pulte is working on. Now, I will tell you something super quick about Pulte. Pulte's family is home builders, and somehow they got involved in some kind of a price fixing on mortgages, and you'll probably hear something bad about Bill Pulte. That was his family. That was not him. That's not him. And if it had been him, they would have said it was him that did it. It was not him. It was maybe someone else in his family with this name. They're always trying to throw shade on someone. Bill Pulte is getting his family name back. That's what he's doing. He's working on getting his family name back by working hard with President Trump and taking a lot of grief to do it. I'm sure he's made a lot of enemies and put himself in grave risk, in danger, because he is firing these people under the behest of President Trump, just like President Trump has been in grave danger because he's getting rid of these people. This is what it talks about in Revelation 11. I'll show you in a second. Specific focus has been placed on the National Counterterrorism Center with directives to identify up to 400 employees for dismissal. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is the bombs bursting in air. This is when every time I saw a firework, I'm like, that's another one. Pow, 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 pow. All right. These actions follow a 30% staff reduction at ODNI during the 6 months under former DNI director Tulsi Gabbard. So she went on a firing spree, reduced the staff by 30%. But now we're at the top rung, these people who are career people, not just reducing staff to save money, but getting rid of these deep state operatives. So hot diggity. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I'm so excited. The controversy has stalled the reauthorization of the FISA Section 702 surveillance program and delayed the confirmation of Pulte's permanent replacement nominee. So trust the plan. We're getting rid of these people. And I want you to really just rejoice in that. This is what we need. This is what we've been waiting for. To remove these deep state operatives who've been running our government, and mostly the executive branch is really where the rubber has met the road. So I'm very, very excited and thankful to be able to share that with you. And then Kashyap Patel, name to remember, didn't ever know his name. Well, now he is the director of the FBI. You know that I have no love lost for the FBI, but when you have good people at the helm, then it can be salvaged. Now, I don't know that the CIA can be salvaged, but that's another story. But I want you to hear what Cash had to say. And like on this post, he says, I don't care what people think about me. The results at this FBI under President Trump speak for themselves. I love this. Name to remember, no doubt about it. He is the FBI director now that we were told about in, 2018. Never heard of his name. And now he is going to clean house. He's already removed so many of these from all just sitting in this clump in Washington, D.C., trying to figure out how they could destroy our lives and take away our rights that are unalienable and sacred. And now he's in this position, position to get them either fired or they've had to move out to be police officers all over the country. Go do police job. Go do police job to set the people free, not to put chains on the people and say, oh, you can't, protest at an abortion clinic or whatever, stopping up our rights. Amazing. So thankful for this man. Trust the plan.
I don't give a damn what
that music right there in the background. I don't know if I can play that. Maybe not. Hang on. Sorry. Well, sorry about that. I didn't realize it had that music in the background. It's not going to let me play that. All right. So the point is, FBI Director Kashyap Patel is cleaning house in the FBI. President Trump is cleaning house in the ODNI through Bill Pulte. This is the bombs bursting in air. This is the fireworks. So now you see how with that perspective, just like President Trump was talking about, that how it can really change your whole thought about what was happening yesterday, because unfulfilled expectations is what gets you in a tangle. So don't let that happen to you. That is a trick of the enemy. Don't play that with the enemy. Don't let them steal your joy. And so just trust President Trump and trust the plan. All right. Also, I want you to see that Elon has been posting about 17. Have you seen this? This picture posted way back in April of 2018. It has a picture of like no name. They don't ever say his name. Okay, they said never say his name. And then it's got this guy right here in a tent that has the labels on the tent that say USAID. And this was shown to us literally in 2018, that this money was our tax money that was going over there basically to fund this terrorism. And so, you know, look, we've seen this for years, but look who just posted it on June 30th. At 12:27 p.m., Elon Musk just posted this very same picture. How about that? How about that? That's not a coincidence, right? So that how could he have pulled that up unless he's involved, or at least knows about the 17 movement and is trying to help get this truth out there? So trust the plan. And of course, President Trump has been posting about 17, you know, on the daily on his True Social. So it's very, very fun about that. The other thing he just did this day before yesterday, Elon posted this video. I'm not going to play it. I have it over on my social media, Melissa Red Pill on X. Go follow me on Melissa Red Pill on X. But this is where Elon posted this video. It was kind of a retro video. You see this girl's got like, you know, 40s style hairdo. And in the video, it's got several little clues on it. One is this red folder, which is a big deal. It talks about this on the board. President Trump holds up a red folder. A red folder is in this video where JFK is holding up this red folder. And then at the song even says, "Where we go one, we go all." How about that? So just little clues that our wonderful Anons keep finding and sharing with us. Hey, just trust the plan. Where we go one, we go all. We're going into the golden age. President Trump just said we're in the golden age and we're not going back. And we've got to, you know, really think for ourselves and to not be led around by the things that they would try to do to bring us down. If it's delaying an event, having, you know, all these things that they're trying to do to destroy us, we're not letting that happen. All right. I think that's everything. Okay. That one. Okay, I think that's everything. All right, so now I want you guys to remember this passage in Revelation 11, verse 13. I believe the fireworks, the bombs bursting in air of destroying, you know, hundreds have already been removed, and that's just the beginning. Just the beginning. Anybody who's been in there and been doing traitorous thwarting of President Trump's directives is all but gone. They're, you know, they're not going back. And little by little, maybe in giant swaths, one way or the other, they're going to be removed from these positions of authority over us, where they've been doing so much damage to us. Look in verse 13. At the same time, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. Okay, for people who look at this the old-fashioned way and the cabal way, it's looking like, oh, there's going to be a city that's going to be destroyed. No. We see cities destroyed by the cabal all the time. I really think that what happened in Venezuela was likely a due weapon from in South America. I would not doubt it at all. Just awful, awful. These people are so evil. They've got to be stopped. And, you know, that we're not going to have this when we get really into the golden age and these people are removed. When these people who are in authority are removed, then there will be never those evil things happen again. So that's what I really believe would happen in Venezuela, by the way. But this right here is not talking about a physical earthquake. This is talking about an earthquake of destroying their city of evil. Babylon is the city of evil, the cabal city, where it's made up of all these people who have taken these positions of authority to harm the world, starting the wars, you know, doing pandemics, doing to removing our rights. I mean, just on and on it goes. The trafficking of children. I mean, just on and on and on it goes. So this is this terrible earthquake that destroys this evil city. This is what makes us so happy. It's just like finally their whole system is being destroyed, dismantled. And that's what we saw really yesterday, if you had the eyes to see it. These firings of hundreds, 70 so far, 500 on leave. This is their whole thing is coming down around their ears. 7,000 people died in that earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. So it's not about necessarily dying. It's about this. It's think of it as symbolic language that this whole cabal city of evil is just coming down. It's melting. It's being destroyed. It's being dismantled. It's going to be destroyed. That's what we are watching for. This is biblical. This is what this verse is talking about. And you know, earlier in this passage, if you haven't seen this, then may explain this passage. Go to melissaredpill.com. You can find out more about how this is biblical. You can read my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's $2.99 on Amazon. And you can also I didn't pull it up. I want to pull up something else for you. Let me just do it. I'll show you how to do it. We're going to go to melissaredpill.com. And when you get there, you'll see this little hamburger thing over on the right side. And you'll see the videos. When you go to the video section, go to video search. And when you scroll down, you'll see all these playlists. Well, one of them is called this small group end time study. You can watch these end times videos right there. There's 28 of them. You can also do it for the book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. We have the whole study there for you to watch and to understand. And then also you can go right here. Let me see if this is going to come up for us. Been going slow. Like exactly why? Like it's going to be slow. Okay. I'll come back to that. All right. So the other thing I want you to see is this is in the book of Revelation chapter 17. It's talking about this evil city that's in this to just beyond what you and I can really grapple with. They are doing this intentionally to harm humanity. They're doing it not only for the money and the power, but because they enjoy doing evil. I was watching that Blacklist movie, and it was talking about that this guy had just a mean streak in him. And that's the thing about these people. You and I cannot understand it because we're not evil. We don't think evil. We don't want to hurt anyone. They literally get pleasure out of hurting people. There's a big difference between the righteous and the wicked. There are some people who are literally wicked, and they've been placed in these positions of authority, and they are being removed. These people are very, very dangerous. But they're so much of their power structure is gone finally, after all these years, so that they don't really have the ability to do some of these things. The MS-13 gangs have been dismantled to a large degree. So many of their ways to do all this evil have been dismantled. So I'm going to read a little bit of this to you, and you know, then you can read more about it in the book and on that website I was just showing you. The woman wore purple and scarlet clothing and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. In her hand, she held a golden goblet full of obscenities and the impurities of her immorality. It's not a woman. It's not a woman. It's a picture of this city of evil, this whole cabal construct, okay? She holds a golden goblet full of obscenities and the impurity of her immorality. You remember back to Belshazzar and how they're all toasting the god of you know, basically the god of evil, you know, and they're drinking out of the golden goblets that came from God's temple and thinking how cool that was because they were like, they were worshiping Satan with the goblets of in God's temple. Okay. They get joy. They get pleasure out of evil, right? And so of doing evil. This mysterious name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. I could see that she was drunk with the blood of God's holy people who were witnesses for Jesus. I stared at her in complete amazement. These people are drunk on their power of doing evil. This is why I'm bringing this up, is these are the ones who are being removed right now. That's the bombs bursting in air. He can't say that, but that's what is happening. Okay. So, and this is what it's talking about in Revelation. Again, this is chapter 17. How about that? Remember Revelation chapter 17. All right. He says, why are you so amazed? I will tell you the mystery of this woman and of the beast with seven heads and 10 horns on which she sits. Now, this one is a very complex riddle, and the Lord helped me to decode it. And so it's really important, and I'll show you. When you go to the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, it's on page 199, and it's a complicated riddle that was decoded, okay? And I'm going to go through it a little bit, but again, you can go and see and look at more detail on this page. I'll just pop in. This is all the video category pages, okay? Video category right there. That's where you can see it over on melissaredpill.com. And I don't. It does not want to come up. Try it one more time. Come on. You can do it. All right. So I'll come up with that in a second. All right. So it says, I will tell you the mystery of this woman and of the beast with seven heads and 10 horns on which she sits. He's going to tell us this mystery. A mystery is like a riddle. The beast you saw was once alive, but isn't now. And yet he will soon come up out of the bottomless pit and go to eternal destruction. And the people who belong to this world, it's not you. You're heavenly. You're not an earthly creature. You are a heavenly creature. Okay? The wicked are the earthly creatures. The righteous are the heavenly creatures. Okay? The Bible talks about this, the righteous and the wicked all the time. There's two categories. You're in one or the other. There's not a middle ground. There's no fence sitting in God's word. It's either the righteous or the wicked. Those who belong to this world, whose names were not written in the book of life before the world began and what was made, will be amazed at the reappearance of this beast who had died. And what this beast there is talking about, I'm not going into all the detail, but basically this is this Set cult that does sacrifice of children. This is what they're amazed that this has come back, reared its ugly head. They thought that they had this thing wiped out, but it has come back with a vengeance. We thought this was over, that this never was being happening again. And whether it ever was fully eradicated or whether it just appeared to be eradicated, either way, now we realize these people are doing this and we're going to put an end to it for once and for all, right? All right, so I guess what I'll do, let me just do it this way since it's not wanting to come up and I don't understand why. All right, so if you go on to melissaredpill.com and you go to End Times Truth, you go to the intro right there, you'll see more information about each of the books. This is the one I'm talking about right now, End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace, but they're all on here. There's the one about the Golden Age. You can read a sample of it there, and also Major Clues from Minor Prophets, detailing all the wonderful minor prophets that we love so much, and also how each of the Bible stories was a roadmap for us. So definitely check that out. And when you go over onto Amazon, if you could put a review, I would really, really appreciate it. Anyway, so it's in this book, on this video also, I talk about, you know, who is this beast that it's talking about here in Revelation 17. And it says this calls for a mind with understanding. It calls for a mind with understanding. And to be honest, for years, I would read this and I didn't have the understanding and I knew I didn't. And so I didn't, I'm not going to tell anybody what this is because I don't have the understanding. And because of 17, I do have the understanding and I'm very thankful to know this for myself. And I mean, I taught all throughout God's word. I didn't even, you know, I never touched Revelation because I'm not talking about something I don't get, but now I do get it. I've written four books about it. So I know, you know, this backwards and forwards now. Anyway, so is this, it does call for a mind with understanding that has been given this understanding, given the eyes, like the FIFA trophy, you know, the wheels within a wheel that has the eyes. It's the eyes of understanding. We need this, the spirit of the Lord to give us the understanding so that we can decode these things. It says the seven heads of the beast represent the seven hills where the woman rules. This is this beast that I'm telling you, they've been ruling the world for all these years. We're bringing down, we're dismantling this beast that's been going on for so long. I'm going to take it to the book so you can see it. And here's the, says, and there are seven kings. I'm going to go back, hang on. This represents seven kings. Okay, there we go. We're right there. So there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. Like, what is this? This is quite a riddle. This is quite a, like I said, a mystery. It's a mystery. What is this talking about? And it takes some significant understanding, biblical understanding and political understanding, and also the timing of that here we are at the end times, were they at the end of the road for these people to be able to have the clarity to understand it. Seven are five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. So I'm going to take you to that. It says the beast that was and is not, even is the eighth and is of the seventh and goes into perdition. All right, so let me scroll down. I'm going to show you what this means, that there are five that had fallen. The Egyptian Empire came and went. The Babylonian Empire came and went. The Median Empire came and went. Persian Empire, Greek Empire. They all, five of those empires came and went, right? They, five of them have fallen. And they were ruling the world with satanic power, you know, and with an iron grip. As President Trump was saying, that no country until America has a constitution where the people have these sacred and unalienable rights given to them by God, that they are, you know, made in his image, and they are have rights given to them by God for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. No other empire has ever had that. It's that we rule you, and you do as you're told, and you can't say boo about it. All these empires, these five, as it was just saying in Revelation 17, have fallen, and one now is. Well, during John's time of writing the Revelation 17, the Roman Empire was the one that was existing at that time. So that takes care of the first six. Then you have the seventh. The seventh, it says, is not yet come during John's time. Again, the writer of Revelation, it would continue a short space. What is this talking about? I believe it's talking about this Holy Roman Empire. And we know that, thankfully, because of 17, we have this understanding that the Holy Roman Empire was financed by the cabal. It's not, and see, I used to think that the Vatican was ahead of the where they were showing how they were doing untold evil through the Holy Roman Catholic Church, evil, right? And there we know about some of these evil priests and what they have done, but they were using it as an empire, as like an Egyptian empire and a Babylonian empire and a Median, Persian, and Greek empire, Roman Empire. And it was called this Holy Roman Empire. But that only continued a short space. And so, yes, the Catholic Church is still there, and Egypt is still there, and all the, but they are not ruling the world. Who's ruling the world? Is the eighth king. The eighth king or eighth empire is, of course, the New World Order. And they are pure evil, going back to the Set cult of doing child sacrifice. I mean, this is what it talks about right here. When you scroll back up and you look at this passage, the beast that was, this beast that was doing this evil of just satanic sacrifices to demons. Okay, this was going on back in the day, and it was not. It was eradicated to a large extent, at least ostensibly. And even he is the eighth. So this has reared its ugly head, and it's now being perpetrated through, or has been being perpetrated through, the New World Order. Thank God President Trump came in and put a stop to it. And they're not being able to do it anymore. It's of the seven empires. But now this eighth king is like I said, rearing its ugly head to do this evil, and it goes into perdition. This is what we are witnessing. And how does this happen? This whole thing just falls apart when they don't have their minions underneath them to support them. And then the whole thing crumbles, right? They don't have their MS-13. They don't have their cartels. They don't have their people in these key positions in the executive branch in the U.S. government. And then the whole thing, it crumbles. I want you to see this. This is hugely important. This is really great news to see the bombs bursting in air. This is the fireworks. And it's being because they're being fired. It's huge. Okay. And as I marked and highlighted in yellow, an orangey yellow, that took some doing to figure out. So take some time to make sure you understand these eight empires. The beast that was and is not is the Egyptian Luciferian set death cult mentioned earlier, and it has been eliminated. He is the eighth and is of the seven. The eighth empire, New World Order, is a resurgence of the seven, likely the Egyptian, Babylonian, Roman empires, and their satanic Baal Luciferian set death cult. All right. So, anyway, you can read more about this and learn more about it in when you go over to my book right here on freedomforce.live/endtimes. And so it's really important to know. Okay. So I'm going to pop this right here into, I'll just put books right here. Okay. And so, yeah, oh, it finally did come up. Okay, here are the books right here on Amazon. And I don't know why it took forever to come up, but it did. Anyway, so here are the books right there. Like I said, $2.99. And that's where you can put in a review. And I would really, really appreciate it if you would do that. So I'm going to pop it in over there on the chat. And if you guys could please pop that over onto the YouTube land chat, I would really, really appreciate it. And when you do, you can also go to Melissa Red Pill to listen to the audiobooks right here. When you click right here, the audiobooks are there. And so you can listen to it. As well as going through, like I said, the study. There's the study guide. I mean, just so super quick. When you scroll down, you'll see the study guide for the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's the answer key. Don't get that one yet. Get the study guide where you actually don't have the answers. If you need the answers, if you're being a teacher in a group study, then get the answer key. But first, get this one and try your best to answer them yourself. Because if you don't, I'm trying to help you lock this information in. I'm trying to help you to really learn it. Because when you have to write it down, then you know whether you know it or not. And the other one is I have the study guide for the major clues from Minor Prophets. All right. I hope this is encouraging to you that what we're witnessing is this dismantling, as Revelation 17 is talking about, this earthquake, as Revelation 11 talks about, and also about this destruction of this kingdom, this empire, this evil empire. Yeah. They're agreeing to give their power and authority together. And they will go to war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will defeat them because he's the Lord of all lords and King of all kings, and he is called and chosen, and the faithful ones will be with him. This is what we're doing. We are fighting alongside the Lord Jesus himself, and we are destroying them. And just like I always say, pinch yourself. This is huge. This is huge. Don't let anything steal your joy that you are getting to be a part of this. I don't care if it's you've had to take it on the chin with your family or with your finances or your health or with whatever it is. I want you to be rejoiced that you are chosen by the Lord to be fighting alongside him. What an absolute honor. An absolute honor. All right. All right. So there you go. I'm not going to read any more about that right now because it's that's not what the whole video is about, but I want you to see that. All right. Last couple things. This is that Mitch McConnell was found unresponsive in his home this week. And they took him to the emergency room and they have him on some type of life support. Did you guys know about this? I can't remember how old the man is. He supposedly had cardiac arrest. In other words, his heart stopped beating. And so they have him over there, basically, it appears, they aren't saying exactly, on life support. And what happens with his wife, Elaine Chao, heads over to Beijing? Either she is the worst wife in all of history, or she is just his CCP operative. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine how awful? How awful. Someone that you have given your life to be your spouse, and all it is just being CCP operative and to control him. And now he's lying in a bed in a hospital on life support. And where does she go? She goes to who her true allegiance is not to him, but to the CCP. That's allegedly, that's my opinion. You tell me what it is. I can't imagine anyone doing that. All right. Yeah, I want you to hear what President Trump had to say before we jet. And another thing I want to show you super quick. If you do have health issues that are going on, go over onto my health page. These are my health links, and I'm very, very thankful that I'm seeing people being made well right and left. So definitely go over to freedomforce.live/health right there. I'm going to pop it into the chat, and so you can see ways that you can research. Watch the videos on here and get to the bottom of what are the health issues that you're having. It's most likely not that you need some kind of a chemical. Most likely you are deficient in some type of nutrient, some type of mineral. And that's why, like today, actually, there's a 40% off right here on this one right here. Detox, the micronutrients, anti-aging. Go to this one right here and you can click into freedomforce.live/detox. Go there and use the Freedom Force 40 right now. Today's the last day. But this is the thing. Your body needs these nutrients. Our food is so deficient in nutrients. And how do you get these into you? It's hard to find good food. And so this is one of the ways that you can get those nutrients into your body. And so your body is crying for these things. And so now it can start to work properly. Okay. The other thing is the probiotics. I just love this. This is really important. Sally, you guys know about this video I did about Sally. If you haven't seen that video, it's this one right here. Let me go back to Sally. It doesn't say Sally on it, but this one right here, Melissa Unleashed. If you haven't seen that one, I talk about this friend of mine, Sally, who has been diagnosed with cancer and is doing so great, so amazing. And I go into the whole protocol about what's going on with that. But, see if I can go back to this. So yeah, one of the things that Sally did, a lot of tests through a holistic doctor. And one of the things they identified was she has high levels of lead, high levels of arsenic, and high levels of cadmium in her body. And that's why she's doing the Pure Body Extra that removes these heavy metals right here on this page right here, the detox that I'm circling, micronutrients and anti-aging. She's doing that. They also identified through a stool test that she is on has malabsorption. She is not absorbing her minerals and nutrients like she should. And so she can eat the best food in the whole wide world and it just goes right through because it's not being absorbed. And that's why the probiotics are so, so important. And so we have Sally on this now, as well as they found another thing. I'm telling you, just didn't tell you I was right about all this stuff. The other thing is that she has yeast, a high level of yeast. And the book that I was reading called Anyway, I'll have to get it and I'll post it on the social media later today. Yeast protocol, I think it is. Yeast protocol. That like 90% of the people in our country are overrun in their bodies with yeast, a fungus in their body. And that's what's so great about silver. And so now Sally is putting silver in her smoothie. She's doing a green smoothie. If you haven't seen my green smoothie page, that's how I got well too. Go to the Melissa freedomforce.live/green smoothies. And you'll see the all the things that I put in there. But now I've added, in the past year, I've added silver because getting rid of all that fungus in your body, it's gross. I've got to get this cleaned out. So all these things that I've been talking about, those are exact things that we identified on Sally when she took all these tests. She has the heavy metals. She has the yeast fungus, and she has malabsorption. It's happening I'm sure if it's happening to Sally, it's happening to a lot of people. And so it's super important to get our body to work right. We have to get rid of all this the yeast and help our body to absorb and to get rid of the heavy metals. And also, of course, you know, everybody, I think, is doing this. I think just about all you guys are doing this. If you haven't done this yet, this is the easiest way to do this right here. I'm not going to even say the word because I'm scared. I'm scared to say the word. Anyway, all right, so that's everything. Very exciting. And as the days go on and we see more recovery data, I will let you know. But really exciting. All right, I think that's it. I'm going to let you hear what President Trump had to say on this. And this is who we are. We are so blessed to be Americans. Check this out.
We celebrate our history, our heroes, our heritage, our great American flag, and our freedom. Every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight. And every American patriot should be filled with joy. Because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world. We will proclaim the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. And we will never surrender the spirit and the courage and the cause of July 4th, 1776.
Amen. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President Trump. Okay, we're going to pray and we're going to jet. Okay. Thank you so much, Lord, that we are living in this day and you have called us to be a part of what you are doing to set the whole world free. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the eyes of understanding to see this and so that we can stand up and fight and not just buffet the air, but really have all these blows land so that it helps people to understand the truth. Because the truth is what sets us free. Thank you, Lord, that for all the firings, all the fireworks and that happened, and that we see these people who've been ruling over us and been used by this terrible satanic criminal cabal, that they are being removed and they will no longer ever rule over us again. They will be cast out. Thank you, Lord, that the whole world will be free. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that for the plan, that you're walking us through this step by step. Lord, we are giving you thanks and praise and trust. We trust you completely. We trust every step along the way. We're not going to worry. We're not going to be in fear. We're not going to have any kind of upset at all. We absolutely trust you and your timing and your plan. And we're in it with you to win it. And we're just very, very, very thankful. I pray again for every person on the battalion. I pray you continue to bless them, Lord, strengthen them, be with them, help them to know right now, wherever they're sitting, that you are right beside them and that you will see them through and that you will direct every step that they take and guide them into all truth. Lord, use them in a mighty way as a blessing to their community, to their family, to the world even. Thank you for our social media so we can get this truth out. Don't let anything thwart us being able to get the truth out. And just we ask your blessing on our wonderful president and all those who are working alongside him, and that anyone who is doing any traitorous activity will be rooted out and removed so that only the righteous will rule and reign in our country. We thank you. We praise you and we love you. I pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. I love you guys. I will talk to you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. I love you very much. I'm just so glad that we're here together, and I will talk to you later.
His mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.